Czech foreign trade enjoyed a record surplus last year to the tune of 86.1 billion Czech crowns. That's $4.3 billion. The Czech Statistical Office unveiled the figure on Tuesday, adding that this was over twice the surplus recorded in 2006. Machinery exports were responsible for a large portion of the surplus, while chemical and food producers had a relatively poor year in 2007. Exports were up 15% year-on-year in 2007, while imports grew by 13.1%.
Shopping space in the country is expected to grow by 50% in the next 3 years, Hospodarské noviny reported, referring to a survey of the global property agent Jones Lang LaSalle. There are currently 60 shopping malls and retail parks in the country, with a total area of 1.4 million square meters. The area is expected to reach 600,000 square meters within the next 3 years. Prague currently boasts 28 shopping centers with an area of 580 square meters per 1,000 inhabitants. However, that figure is still relatively low compared to Western European capitals, whose shopping area is close to 900 square meters per 1,000 residents.
Olomoucké tvarůžky, a ripened semi-soft cheese of yellowish colour and strong scent, has caused a diplomatic row between the Czech Republic and Austria. The only original Czech cheese is aspiring to be included on the EU's list of protected food products. However, Germany and Austria have raised objections against the listing. Austria's MEP Agnes Schierhuber argues that the descendants of Sudeten Germans who were expelled from Czechoslovakia after World War II should also have the right to produce the cheese. Olomoucké tvarůžky first appeared in the 15th century.
A pint of the famous Pilsner Urquell is now 20% cheaper in neighbouring Germany than in the Czech Republic, which produces it, Mladá fronta Daily reported this week. The largest Czech brewery, Plzeňský Prazdroj, said this was due to a different business policy. But according to Jan Veselý from the Czech Beer and Malt Association, it is a common practice in large breweries to reduce prices temporarily on markets which they perceive as important and on which they want to expand. With a 60% share of the Czech market, Plzeňský Prazdroj already has a strong position in the Czech Republic.